And again, I am so thankful to be here, to have this opportunity to come up and speak on behalf of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I thank him for blessing each and every one of us and allowing us to be in attendance today. There was so much in the beginning, and certainly in Sister Marjorie's testimony, about the keeping of the commandments. And I love to hear that, because the keeping of the commandments certainly are the keys that open up the doorway to salvation for each and every one of us. And as far as this new technology that we have, we know that every time the people of God do something, every time the Spirit of God does something, that Satan is there to try to offset it, to try to corrupt it. He is there to throw stumbling blocks in front of it. But I will tell you, and to certainly the individuals that are mentioned here, I am certainly for this dispensation of the Word of God throughout the airways. We only need to keep God in front of us and let him guide us. If we move when he tells us to move, then we cannot fail. And so we have to remember that. We have to work together, collectively. We have to assess all of the data and information, pray on it, and make a decision in God. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, we will have wonderful success. But getting back really to my topic here today, I wanted to talk about the commandments of God. Because you see, you cannot please God. And you certainly cannot gain salvation unless you keep God's commandments. You know, there are many people who say they love God. You know that? There are many people who indeed even confess to the commandments. But when you keep the Lord's commandments, do you know that you make a change in your life? Do you know you work to suppress the old person? Do you know that if you do something that is contrary to those commandments, that you tell yourself, I'm going to work to overcome that. I'm going to work to be a better person. You know, I've heard some people say, who call themselves followers of Jesus Christ, when they get into certain situations, you know, I'm going to set my religion off to the side now, and I'm going to tell you what I want to tell you. I'm going to get you straight. But I'm going to tell you something. When you believe in God's commandments, you are subject to them, and you are going to work to make them a part of your life each and every day. Amen. What does the scripture say? It says, now, don't we all want salvation? I know Dana and Lewis and all you listening in, I know you're listening in because you want salvation. And what does it say? It says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life. The commandments are the keys that are going to open up that gate so you can go through that gate and into the city, as it says. So we have to keep his commandments. And also, by keeping God's commandments, with the commandments being like the ocean, and then all of the testimony and the ordinances and the statutes of judgment being like lakes and rivers flowing into it, it opens you up to the Spirit of God then, when you keep his commandments. Amen. And when you get the Spirit of God, you get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And then you can actually perceive and look at the scriptures and know how to walk and know how to overcome the various struggles that we face. You see, you can put on then that whole armor of God. And that's what you've got to have on if you're going to be able to defeat Satan and the forces of evil. Because indeed, we are just flesh and blood. And these forces are powerful. Matter of fact, they can destroy us in an instant. But it is only because of the Spirit of God that we have that protects us and keeps them from us. And that Spirit causes us to grow wise. It causes us to overcome. It causes us, as the scriptures say, to endure unto the end until we receive that precious reward and gift that comes by Jesus Christ. As we know, Christ says he's coming and his reward is indeed with him. So we have to do those things. You see, unfortunately, the churches of the world, many of them, most of them adhere to God's commandments. But you see, what they have done is that they have the 9 commandments and not 10. Because they have unilaterally and arbitrarily eliminated the 4th commandment based upon the doctrine of men. But we heard Sister Margaret say, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. So they have eliminated that, and so it causes them to be a bit tongue-tied when you talk about the commandments. You know that? Because they really don't have all of it. So they come up with a doctrine of love. You have to love everybody. Jesus told you to love. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You can't get into the kingdom of heaven on the 2nd great commandment, love thy neighbor. You won't be able to get in just that. And I've heard many people say, you just got to show love to your brothers and sisters. Why indulge in all of these things, you know, in the Bible? If you just show love, it's the key. You know, it's just confusing to talk about the Saturday. Oh, you keep it on Sunday. I keep it on the seventh day. You keep it on Sunday. You know, it's like they say, some say tomato, some say tomatoes. But I tell you something. There are people in this world. They call themselves philanthropists. They are doers of good. They build shelters for the poor. They give an abundance of money to feed people. Hurricanes, earthquakes, they rush over. Bring their entourage over to serve and feed people. But let me tell you something. If you don't do that in Jesus' name, and you just can't confess Jesus. What did Jesus say? If you love me, keep my commandments, he said. See, so if you love Jesus, you're going to keep his commandments.
Amen. Every time you move away from the mic, they can't hear
it. Okay. My goodness. Someone can't hear my big mouth. Okay. I'll keep it in mind.
Okay.
You see, they do all of these things. But you know what the Lord said in the Word? To people who said, Lord, haven't I cast out devils in your name? Haven't I done all these wonderful works in your name? What did he say? He said, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. You got to keep God's holy commandments. And in keeping God's commandments, that means you are going to subject yourself to God. Just like a child subjects itself to his parent. And you're going to obey God. What does God require for man? The scripture says that a man show faith, that he love mercy, and that he walk humbly and obedient with his God. So when you don't just confess the commandments, when you subject yourself to the commandments, then you're going to do those things. And if you see yourself going astray, or your flesh and blood, we're all flesh and blood, if you make an error, you're going to work to correct that error. And you're not going to tell yourself or say, well, that's just the way I am. You know, God made me like this. That's what God made me like this. Here. God, through the Spirit of Jesus Christ, gave us the ability to change our life, change our very characteristics. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you have to humble yourself to God. You got to humble yourself to Him. I remember, a long, long time ago, picking up the Word and starting this road. I remember coming back to a church, and I came back into the church, and do you know, I came back again, as I said, mopping floors. I'm still mopping floors. I can say, I do. Yeah, I always say, there's no task too low and no responsibility too high. Mopping floors, even folding undergarments to wear off the floor so that we could have worship. I had to get to worship 2 hours early to get everything done, and you know what? I enjoy it. Get up. You know that. Because I was keeping the Sabbath day holy. And I tell you something. When I submitted myself to God that I was willing to do any task for the Lord, then that's when the Lord began. He said, I want you to be business manager. Come from the church. I want you to be master of ceremony. And then called me into the ministry. You know that. But see, you've got to give your heart to the Lord. I remember the Lord asked me, are you willing? I often looked at that scripture that Peter said. Remember what Peter said? He said, Lord, we have forsaken all to follow you. He said, are you willing to forsake everything to follow me? That was the question that God posed to me. And I said, yes, Lord. And I remember all the wonderful things that God did for our church. I remember when we were working so hard, we had to overcome so much to build this sanctuary here. I thought it was impossible, the amount of money that we had to come up with. But the Lord blessed us. And I remember Sister Margaret asking me, I was on watch, she kept asking me. She said, well, what was the amount of loan that we got? Well, I'll technically figure out what it is, you know, as soon as I find out. I want to know how much the loan was for. And so when they showed me what it was for, I knew why she was asking then. You know that? See, because it was $144,000. And she said, that's a sign to us from the Lord. And then also, when we laid the foundation for this church, my wife started studying the book of Haggai. And she started talking about when they came back from the captivity. And when they built that foundation, I guess she noticed on the calendar that it was in the vicinity. So you know what I did? I went to the general contractor and I asked him, what day did you lay this foundation here? You know, it was the same day that they had laid the foundation in the book of Haggai and the book of Nehemiah that expressed. Another sign, brothers and sisters, from God to us. But then also, when we took on the work of renovation. I'll tell you, brothers, we have built this house in phases indeed. We had a contract come in. He told me, he said, Mr. Pointer, we're going to have this done in 8 to 12 weeks. Don't worry. 8 to 12 weeks, he told me. It took him exactly 40 weeks to complete that work. And indeed, that was another sign from God. So God has set us signs. You see, we must fortify our faith in God. You know, you hear things. I was over my son's house the other day, and they had this on TV. They had this gentleman who claimed to be an Israelite talking about how Israel had become a state in 1948, and how then all of the masses, thousands, hundreds of thousands of these people had migrated back through the Spirit of God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you're a person whose faith isn't strong, hearing something that being broadcast nationally might affect you. But I'm going to tell you something. I simply laughed and joked at that. Because I'm going to tell you something. When God brings his people back to that land over there, it's going to be a beautiful place. It's going to be no more warring and fighting over there. He's going to build that place up. It's going to be surrounded by fire. And his people, the true people, his true heritage, Israel. He's going to call them from the four corners of the world. We're not going over there by boat or on United Airlines, TWA. We're going over there by way of the power of God. And you, as Israelites, brothers and sisters, you have to believe in that. So I tell you that keeping God's commandments, it enlightens you. It gives you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And so then you know, even though the world is against you, your family is against you, you know that no, the way of the Baptist. My mother was a Baptist, and she sent me to the Baptist church. Well, when she sent me, because I didn't go a whole lot, I'm going to tell you. I went to the play baseball with the Bible class, but that's it. You know, I used to mock those people. I didn't want nothing to do with what they were saying. And my father and my grandmother, they were sanctified. And when I did go to their church, I tell you, they could make some music. Oh, they sung good. They banged on them tambourines and the drums and the piano and it sounded good. But you know what? They didn't have the truth either. See, because God's heritage keeps the seventh day, the Sabbath day. We don't keep the first day. And I learned that. Oh, I started out rugged, just like I said. When the Lord first touched me, when I was a young man of 21, I was keeping the Sabbath from midnight to midnight. I tell my friends Friday, oh, it's midnight, I got to go home. And you can't see me again until midnight on Saturday. But God brought me understanding, do you see? Because I wanted to learn and I wanted to serve him. So we have to know that there is power in keeping God's commandments. And that power has allowed us to build this holy place. And I say again, Oh, brothers and sisters, come here. I just love to come here. I get here early. I mean, there's nothing you can do to keep me from not being here and lifting up my hand and saying those commands. You see, getting on my knees and praying to the Father. Lifting up my voice and saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You see, because by doing that, I reaffirm my allegiance with God. See, that I believe in Him, I trust in Him, and that He is the key to me and my family, and certainly all of you getting salvation. But then again, now once you keep God's commandments, once you start keeping those commandments, you know, it opens you up, sister, to the Spirit of God. It opens you up to those testimonies of Jesus Christ. The fruit of the Spirit. Oh, now I'm going to tell you something. See, you're going to learn. You're going to need those testimonies. You're going to need the fruit of the Spirit. Because see, Satan's going to try to get you off God. He's going to try to get you the spirit of the moment. He's going to try to get you to dishonor your mother, you know, just like that. Heat of the moment. He's going to try to get you to say something out there amongst your co-workers or something that really causes you to reflect something other than what Lord Jesus would want you to reflect. So you have to take hold of those fruits of the Spirit. Because you know they will just alter your personality and your characteristics. I'm trying to tell you that. They will. You're a person who has a tendency to be impatient. A person who has a tendency to be angry and wrathful. A person who has a tendency to be envious and jealous. That spirit will counter those characteristics so you become someone who is gentle and kind. Someone who believes in being patient. Someone who practices meekness and humility. All of the virtues of Jesus Christ. And see, now you got weapons. You see what I'm saying? When the Lord says put on that whole armor of God so you can quench those fiery darts of Satan. Now you got weapons. So when Satan and his band begin to persecute you, you understand you got something that you can quench those things. And then you can continue on that road that leads to salvation. You can drink from the cup that God has for you. Because we all have our cup. Just like Lord Jesus had to drink from his cup. Just like the disciples had to drink from their cup. Many of those disciples, Peter, James, and John, they suffered horrendous deaths. Do you know that? And we all got to drink from our cup and answer our calling to be a testimony of God's word and the truth. All of God's people. As we sung at the beginning, everybody has to keep God's commandments, brothers and sisters. And so we must keep that in mind. Now, I'm running out on time. Just to finish up, remember, this holy place that we've consecrated unto the Lord. Sister Margie says, certainly, wise indeed, when she says, we're going to know it, this equipment. Because we're giving it to God. And when we anoint it to God, that means it can't be used for anything else but to serve God now. Like everything else in this holy place. I say, take advantage of this holy place in working out your salvation. It's on each and every one of you to work out your salvation. We come together collectively. We praise God. We sing praises. But you're going to have to do it yourself. I can't go in and with my wife and say, well, you know, I'm with her, Lord. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I was with her all the way. Yeah, I was there when my daughters were singing. I was up there with them. It's my record. Like it's your record. So make it a good record. God has given us this place to work out our salvation and to do all the things that we should do in praising Him and magnifying Him. I mean, keeping His word. You know, I talk about the Sabbath and the fifth commandment. You know, I want to tell you something. It amazes me when I see or hear someone having words with their parent. You know, having a heated conversation with their parent. You know, that amazes me because, see, I'm going to tell you something. What did that commandment say? That thy days may be long upon. See, when you don't honor your parent, you are trifling around with God when you do that, you see. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I remember when I was, the last time I remember disrespecting my mother, I was 19 years old. I came home from college with my buddies. I went in Hawaii and drank up all her Bacardi rum. Drank it all up, me and my college friends. And, you know, she came to me and she said, well, you drank up all my liquor. Now, you know what I said? I said, well, your boyfriend can go in anytime he wants to. Why can't I? She told me, get out. Hit the road right now. And she said, right, and said, you know what? Ever since then, if my mother says something I don't like, you know, I got a home I can go to. It's yes, ma'am, or okay, ma'am. See, God wants you to do that, you know, because just as you should humble yourself to God, all his children, you have to humble yourself to your family also. And the Spirit of God has told me my mother is 80 years old. I'll be 59 next month and I'm still going strong, sister. You know that? And as long as she's on this earth, you know I'm subject to her. If she says something to me, I'm subject to her. So I can't get up in my mother's face and tell her, how am I going to get up in my mother's face? See, you see what I'm saying? See, that's why I say we got to keep God's commandments. And when you do that, you say, well, I ain't going to say nothing back even though my mother said something. I remember one time my father got me upset. It was his rebuttal. I came over to his house. You know what he told me? He said, son, looks like you're going bald here. All the people were standing out there. I didn't appreciate that, Dad. But you know what? I just let it go. Because you got to let it go. And in doing those things, you please God. And as time came on, I stopped being so sensitive about that stuff. And you know, when you stop showing people you're sensitive about stuff, they leave you alone anyway. All right? See? But again, my brothers and sisters, let me conclude. We, and all you on the internet, video conference, we in this church, we have made an oath to keep God's commandments because they are the doorway to understanding. They're the doorway to knowledge. They're the doorway to blessing. You understand? When you're out there and those forces are on you, or when your children are in need, I'm going to tell you something. Yes, it's true. It doesn't matter how old you get and how old your children get, they're still a tender place in your heart for your children. You know that. You know that. But I'm going to tell you something. You can't go to nobody like you can go to Lord Jesus and ask him to help you. And know that now your petition is going to be heard. And you got somebody who can do anything. Who can heal, who can work miracles, who can do anything. So again, let us keep God's commandments. If we love Lord Jesus, let's keep his commandments. Because then they are the gateway to eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, my strength. Okay. Let's see, we've had Sister Marjorie up already. We're going to continue on speaking and testifying. I don't see the teachers in here.